All right, 1380 WPHM. Right around this time on Tuesday mornings, we talk travel with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
One of my favorite cities to visit, because I have friends there and because it's so nearby, is Chicago.
Oh, absolutely. Chicago's a great city.
So much to see and do there, and it is so close.
It is, you know, and to take the train, fun experience. It's a 4 or 5 hour train ride from Port Huron, which we can't beat that.
Right.
And you can get there by noon. I think at least at like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
It leaves very early. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I got to get up so early. Yeah, you get up early and then you sit on a train for the next few hours. You can nap. You can read whatever you want to do.
Oh, absolutely. And the best thing is coming home, you're not driving.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the way I look at it is. Coming home is always the worst. You know, you're tired. You've packed it all in and... And it's a nice noon train, yep. And you get in about 5 or 6, and that's a good train.
I'll tell you what, I've got a friend that's done this before. You can take your bicycle with you. And so if you have a bike, they have, I think most of the Amtrak trains are equipped for bike storage. And so you can take your bike, you can get on the train in Port Huron, you get off the train right in the middle of downtown Chicago. Yeah. You can ride your bike. You got to be careful because of the traffic and everything, but... You know, you've got mobility that way.
Well, they have so many of those bike rentals now in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I never
you can do
even
that
thought
too.
To bring your own.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it is
a
possible.
Great idea.
It is a possible thing to do. But yeah, it's great. You you know, you're there by lunchtime. You spend the whole day, and then however many days you plan to spend, then you come back, and it's a late trip back. But again, you're not driving.
I just did a train trip the other day for some guys. Every year they go to a different mm-hmm. Lions football game out of town.
Oh, cool, okay.
And next year they're going to do Soldier Field.
Oh, perfect, yeah.
And we're doing the South Loop. They're going to be right in, right downtown
Chicago. Oh, that sounds like
Chicago.
Fun. Yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, I should advertise that more. Because really, what an easy trip for any of the guys that are into the Lions, and or even girls, too, that like to watch the football games.
Yep.
But anything. I remember my son and I, we were there for a volleyball tournament when my daughter played, and him and I took off and went to a Cubs game.
Yeah, I've done that before. You know,
yeah.
6 in the morning, you get on the train in Port Huron, and then in the afternoon, you're sitting at Wrigley Field.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
And that is the coolest field in the world. They still change the numbers by hand.
I know.
And my son was just like, man, that's so, you know, he was... Just couldn't believe that the guy popped out of the window. Unfortunately, the Tigers didn't score many points. We didn't see much of it. But
I was there for a game that this was before the Cubs were good. This was a few years before their World Series appearance. And so there weren't that many people at the game. It was a Friday afternoon. And so I just kind of wandered around, sat where I wanted to sit. The ushers didn't really seem to care. And it was an extra innings game. And so I was there.
I know, and those buildings with the bars on top,
yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
All these little buildings, old buildings that were around the field, they have bars, and people, you know, pay just to watch a game from up there and drink there.
Yeah.
Wow, what a cool atmosphere. That's a really unique. Chicago has that, though. They have that uniqueness for us is because it's on the water, like Michigan, and you go there, and you can do your shopping. You can do some sightseeing. They've got great museums.
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
The museum is incredible. And then there's an aquarium there, which is phenomenal. So for families, there's obviously bar hopping and great restaurants. So we have so many choices and again, so many hotel choices.
Yeah. So you could take your family and make it a family vacation. You could, you know, just go with your friends, a number of different things you can
do.
Well,
you know, what's funny is a friend of mine wanted to do a bus trip and me to escort a bus trip to go to Chicago for shopping. I said, you know what? We don't have to rent the bus.
Mm-hmm.
We can all get on the train in Port Huron and just go.
Yeah.
And it ended up, we ended up doing like 12 of us went. This is a few years back. And it was great because whoever wanted to see theater, they did theater. We actually went up and did a small kind of an off-Broadway type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's everything in Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a major, major city. It's more abundance than Detroit, even though Detroit's a major city. They have several destinations for movie theaters and plays and different things.
Yeah.
Orchestras and things like that.
No, it's a great town. And again, so close in so many different ways you can get there. You can, I actually flew to Chicago once and got there, I think, earlier than we left. I mean, it's such a short flight.
I know, it's an hour and you get there before you, people will question me. Is it only take 5 minutes to get there? You know, I go, no, it's an hour and 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But
we'll blow your mind a little bit.
There's also a bus. It's called the Big Bus, and it leaves out of Detroit. It's a double decker bus.
Right. That's a cheap way to go.
It was like $7.
Yeah.
Me and my daughter went. And it was like, we went, we had Wi-Fi, we slept, we played cards, And again, it left out of Detroit, so we had to get a ride to Detroit.
Okay.
But what we liked most about it was that it made a stop. It was kind of just a little bit
convenience,
different.
Yeah.
$7.
Yeah.
It was like, oh my gosh. So the big bus is a great way to go also, but really we're spoiled and poor here and having that train
exactly
right here 5 minutes away.
Right. And like you said, lots of great hotels if you want to stay right downtown, but then, you know, in the outskirts there are, you know, some more affordable hotels as well.
Oh yeah. Like I think I booked the Holiday Inn Express for these guys I was talking about. I think there was $179.
Yeah. That's
in New York or New York, in Chicago, it's normally around $350 for like Marriott on Magnificent Mile. But now what they've done is they've got these Hamptons and these Holiday Inn Expresses that went into some of these older buildings, and they may not have 100 rooms,
right?
But yeah, the prices are amazing. So there's a lot of choices.
All right, Chicago. Choices. Let's head to Chicago. And if somebody wants to plan their Chicago getaway, what should they do?
Give me a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right.